This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The 2026 Winter Olympic Games are about to begin and the Team USA roster is historic. At age 54, Rich Ronan, a curler and personal injury attorney from Minnesota, is the oldest American ever to make the Winter Olympics team. Ronan spent nearly two decades playing in Olympic curling trials to no avail. "I figured I'd get to the Olympics someday as a coach, maybe," he said, "but to get there, even if it is as an alternate, is just my dream." His persistence finally paid off last month when the U.S. men's curling team secured its spot in Milano, Cortina. At the other end of the age spectrum of the USA Olympic team is 15-year-old Abby Winterberger of California. The free skier is the youngest on Team USA's 232-athlete lineup. Other young phenomenons to watch include a 17-year-old snowboarder, Ollie Martin, and 19-year-old ski jumper, Josie Johnson. Last Thursday, an earthquake shook Great Falls, Montana, in the central plains of the state. The National Weather Service reported that a 4.2 magnitude earthquake occurred at 12:41 p.m. last Thursday, January 29th, about 7.5 miles northeast of Great Falls. The earthquake's depth was estimated at 6.2 miles by the U.S. Geological Service. Reports indicate that the quake was felt as far north as Shelby, west to Fairfield, and south to Helena, with shaking and items falling off shelves. Home and business cameras caught the event, showing dramatic shaking and items swaying from side to side. The USGS forecast a 27% chance of a 3.0 or higher aftershock and a 6% chance of a 4.0 or higher aftershock in the hours and days following the initial earthquake. And there was a dramatic aftershock in the Great Falls area last Saturday evening. It was a 3.2 magnitude tremor at 6:22 p.m., about 2 miles northwest of Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and nonprofit wildlife advocacy groups are offering a reward of up to $15,000 for information about the shooting of a grizzly bear sow near the Montana-Idaho border near Perkins Lake. The grizzly sow was part of the Cabinet Yak grizzly population, which includes parts of northwestern Montana and northeast Idaho, and is an isolated and vulnerable grizzly population. Grizzly biologists were alerted to the bear's killing October 28th when the radio collar she was wearing started sending a mortality signal. Grizzly bears are federally protected under the Endangered Species Act. It is illegal to kill them except for exceptional circumstances like a life-threatening situation. There is no indication that the bear was shot in self-defense. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said service staff and Idaho Department of Fish and Game officers investigated and determined the grizzly was shot in a manner indicating it was not a threat to the shooter. Two nonprofit organizations have joined the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in offering a reward of thousands of dollars for information that leads to an arrest or civil penalty. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Idaho's Citizens Against Poaching, and the Center for Biological Diversity all have contributed to the reward. Christine Ackland, the Center for Biological Diversity's Northern Rockies director, emphasized the outsized importance of female grizzlies, particularly for the Cabinet Yak ecosystem's struggling grizzly population. After decades of reintroduction efforts in the Cabinet Mountains, recent estimates put the range's grizzly population at just 30 to 35 grizzlies. Ackland said, "This was a tragic, completely preventable loss, and the consequences to grizzly recovery are enormous. In a population this small and fragile, every female is critical to survival. Losing even one can tip the balance toward the decline of the entire population. We're increasing the reward because the person responsible for killing this bear needs to be held accountable." USFWS is encouraging anyone with information to make a report to fws.gov/wildlifecrimetips. Reporting portals are also available through the Citizens Against Poaching website and hotline. Callers can remain anonymous. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.